This is the Gambling Gauchos.
Rob Bro, he's your sports bro at KKAM.com and the Talk 1340 app.
But we also are going to talk about bowl games. I know. We're not going to get the bowl game matchups until this weekend. But there are plenty of things to talk about going on in the bowl selection process. Like, nobody in the SEC, except for apparently Mike Leach, having any kind of stones at all. A bunch of scared, little, terrified babies over there in the SEC that are afraid to play the Big 12 schools that they used to be a part of because they don't want to look weak and they want to keep the facade that it is a strong conference and they're the best conference, but they're scared to play anybody outside of a playoff. The bowl season is not important enough for us to maybe lose again. You're going to lose anyways. You lose in bowl games every year because you're up on a sandy mountain and you have not built on a strong foundation. You have four good teams and the rest of your conference stinks. But over and over, we have to hear about how good the SEC... No, the SEC is not good. Alabama, Georgia, and LSU are good. The SEC is not a strong conference. They're a top-heavy conference. The Big 12 is a strong conference top to bottom. The Big 10 has more good teams than the SEC. The SEC has three teams. Ole Miss got beat by 40 by LSU. Well, why are you bringing this up, Rob? Because Missouri and Kansas were slated to play each other in the Liberty Bowl, but Brett McMurphy of Stadium is now reporting that Missouri did not want to play Kansas, so that matchup will not be happening. We could have had a rematch of one of the most prolific former Big 12 rivalries ever, but Dorkowitz is terrified. You just got an extension, Dorkowitz. What are you scared of? Why do you not want to play Kansas in the border war? Why does the SEC get to pick and choose every bowl while the rest of the conferences have to say yes, sir, to whatever the bowls want to do? Why can't your mark pull a Sankey and say, no, we're not putting Oklahoma in the Cheez-It Bowl. Texas Tech is going. They earned it. And they're going to play Notre Dame. We're going to elevate Texas Tech because Texas Tech is staying in the Big 12. I don't know who's going to the Cheez-It Bowl right now. But there is some steam and wind that Oklahoma is going to be there. They're tied for ninth in the conference. They went 3-6. Tech beat them head-to-head. Tech beat Texas head-to-head. Texas beat Oklahoma 49-0. Oklahoma went 6-6 and 1-3 in their last four games in conference, but they're going to get the reward because they have a paperclip on the side of their helmets. Meanwhile, Dorkowitz is terrified of Kansas. Six and six, Kansas. SEC schools are running scared of Kansas in the Big 12, but they're the big bad conference, the big bad SEC. Give me a break. You want to prove you're the best conference? Go play teams. The SEC is going to have five games against non-Power 5 schools in the bowl season. Just wait. They're going to go beat Tulane in the New Year 6. Do you remember when UCF beat Auburn and claimed a national championship? That was awesome. But we're sitting here talking about how good the SEC is all year. And how we just have this strength of schedule. And Stephen A. Smith, who's got his head up his butt. And Feinbaum, who can't see past his ears, are sitting there saying they're stronger because the schedule's stronger. Why? Because Vanderbilt won five games? Vanderbilt, one of the worst programs in the country, historically, won five games. Did they improve? Or did the SEC get worse? Because when you're talking about the Big 12, Kansas only improved because the Big 12 got worse. It's not true because Kansas improved. I don't know why we can have these conversations about the SEC and the Big Ten and them growing stronger because they have more money. Are we that classist as a society that just because you're richer means you're better? I mean, now that I say it out loud, it makes sense because that's how a lot of things happen in this country. That certainly was the conversation when Texas and Oklahoma left, everybody freaking out that you're not going to be as good because you're not going to make as much money. Hey, let me let you guys in on a secret. At a certain point, money can't help you. In your personal life, once you get to a certain amount of money, if you're a piece of garbage without the money, you're going to be a piece of garbage with the money. Vanderbilt won five games for the first time in 10 years. They've been cutting SEC paychecks the whole time. After a certain amount of money, it doesn't improve you. You still have to go out and hire the right coaches and recruit the right players and call the right plays and execute them. It's still the game of football on the field. So just because a team makes $10 more million a year doesn't mean they're better than Team X. And just because an athletic department makes more money than God himself doesn't mean that that team's going to be good. Texas went 8-4. Why is Texas not 12-0? Why has Texas not been in a national championship since 2009? Why does that money not help them? The SEC picking and choosing through bowl season and ruining great matchups is why bowl season sucks right now. It could be so much better. Cut 10 bowls. Put quality matchups on the TV. Give us things we don't get anymore. Focus on regionality. Louisville-Cincinnati is a great bowl game. If Missouri and Kansas don't play in a bowl game, it is a travesty. And these egos and the money is what's ruining college football. We talk about conference realignment, and in a lot of ways, it's good. But in a lot of other ways, it's ruining the sport. That regionality is what makes the game special. And to ruin a chance at the border war, just because Dorkowitz doesn't want to lose to Kansas, is beyond weak. It's soft. And it surprises me every day that the SEC can talk from a position of strength and be so dadgum soft all the time.